Okay, so this first hero card of the brand new year, we start off with a computer crash, Lou.
Go figure, Glenn.
That's all right. Maybe we're getting it out of the way early.
Is this karma?
I don't think this is karma. I think this is just an old computer.
This is just the way life is, isn't it, man?
It is, and you got to roll with it sometimes.
There was a commercial you may remember about life happens to you fast or comes at you fast, right? Yeah. And this is it. We were Glenn was pushing the buttons. He's the producer, and he was pushing the buttons to make the music come on, and the computer, the screens are all dark.
Yeah, it just went dark on me, and my goodness, I thought I had an understanding with these computers.
No, I guess mind of their own. So, well, all right, everybody that's tuning in, we're glad you're here today. This is the Hero Card Hour, KERB, 1230 AM radio, and we do have air, right? We're going out on the air, Glenn, or did that fail us too? No, we are on there. Okay, that's all good. Hope everybody's having a great week. Again, we appreciate you tuning in. My name is Lou McCoy, the host of this hour. And, again, we've got Glenn Taylor here, the producer of the show. So, Glenn, while you're working on the music there, can you, or the computer, can you multitask?
I sure can.
Oh, you can. All right, very good. So you had a good Christmas and New Year's?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. Not that the past couple of Christmases hadn't been good. Hey, it's Christmas time.
Right.
Always enjoy that time of year. But this year was extra special. Both of my kids are now married. I've got a grandkid on the way. And so I'm looking forward to every Christmas that comes my way.
You don't look old enough to have a grandkid on the way, Glenn.
Well, thank you,
sir. You're welcome. Absolutely. So, what your kids are, boys, girls, or one of each? What are you?
I've got one of each.
Okay.
My son is fixing to be, I was just thinking about this the other day, I guess he's fixing to be 28.
Wow.
And my daughter, she's 24.
Okay.
Going to be 24. And, yeah, life is good, you know, and I can't complain. How was your New Year holiday and Christmas?
Laid back, a lot of fun, stayed here in town. Kids came home from college. I've got two in college and two boys in college and another boy here at home. And the two from college came in. They're still here, which is fun. That's great.
That's good. Y'all get to watch the Cowboys game together, maybe?
I knew we'd get to the Cowboys, Glenn. Before we came on the air, we were just talking about karma and the Cowboys, and we're buying our Super Bowl tickets, aren't we, Glenn?
Yes, we are. We are. I believe.
Yeah, we watched, one or two games. That last one won to, they didn't care very much. What was that last one against Philadelphia?
No sense risking anybody's health.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it's fun to see Romo get back on the field.
It really was, and there again, I think that's points in our favor as far as the old football karma.
There you
goes.
Go. Yeah,
seeing him out there, and of course, Romo maybe didn't get it done like a lot of us wanted him to get it done, but I've never questioned the guy's heart.
No, yeah.
Some of the teams that he, you know, what he had to work with just wasn't very much.
This would have been his year,
and
unfortunately.
So I'm glad to see, yes, and I'm glad to see that he's probably healthier now than he has been in so long because he's taken the year off.
Yeah.
So whether he rides the pine for the Cowboys, so to speak, next year or moves on, man, I wish him nothing but the best.
I agree with that. He's class act, and he's he's quite a golfer.
Yeah,
I'm not too worried about his success later in life. He's still, 35? Is he even that old?
I think he may be north of that. Just
barely. Is he just okay? Well, for football years, that's a lot of play.
It is, and he's got a lot of mileage on
him. He does,
you know. But class guy.
He is,
and for those of us who grew up as Cowboys fans, you know, I mean, class always went along with that organization. To me, I think for the most part,
yeah, there may have been a few.
Well, I'm going back to Landry days, and I mean, I go way back. Staubach.
You have that selective memory, Glenn. There were
that. There's a little of that too. Yes,
there's
absolutely.
A few. There were a few. What do we want to say? Not industrious, but some interesting Cowboys at times.
Yes, Leon Lett, he would be one of those, I would say.
Remember Hollywood Henderson?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Great player, but had a little mouth on him, I think.
Had a little bit of that going on. I was thinking about the other day, remember going back to Lance Rensel?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, so these are... You know, he had the good and the bad, but it was always a good mix. And I don't know, maybe it's because I was a kid, you know. I look back on it very fondly.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, I do too. By and large, great, great class act. So,
and it's good to see us getting back to that. Dak seems to be a pretty classy cat, too.
Yeah, we got to root for him, man. So, well, I don't guess we can talk the whole show about the Cowboys. I mean, we could. I don't know, but we're going to alienate those non-Cowboy. Are there non-Cowboy fans
it's
out there?
It's the Hero Card.
It is the Hero Card. Yeah, can you sing that jingle we got, Glenn?
No, you don't want me to sing.
Yeah, well. So, Glenn, this is our we did one show back at the middle of last year, at the end of middle of the month last year, right?
Yes.
And you were subbing in for Becca.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, last show we announced that Becca was had moving on to greener pastures, I guess.
Yes, and good things. I talked to Becca today.
Yeah, did you? She's doing well.
She's doing well. She's a little under the weather with the crud that everybody seems to be getting from time to time. But other than that, she's real happy. I spent some time with her and her husband over the holidays.
Good.
So she's doing real well. I know she misses doing the show, but it's all good.
It is good. Well, and I appreciate you filling in, and we'll muddle on, right?
Yeah,
we'll make it work. We'll make it work.
We will.
Well, so first show of 2017. Let me update everybody on some things that are going on with the Hero Card. Oh, and by the way, this is first Friday of the month, so that's for wear blue for first responders, right?
Yes.
First Friday of the month, so I hope everybody's wearing some blue.
Sure.
And even if you're not, if you see a policeman or a fireman or EMT person out there on the street, shake their hand, tell them thank you for the job they do for us here in town. Let them know you appreciate them, and that's just a great thing to wear blue first Friday of the month.
Absolutely.
And there we are. And I have my blue on under the black shirt. So you're wearing blue. We're color coded. So today's show, I've got Allison Boucher coming on. I think we were talking about that a minute ago, Glenn. And Allison is currently the director of communications and marketing over at Mo Ranch.
Okay.
And she worked here with the chamber, but she was I don't know if you saw in the paper or on Facebook or. But the Polar Bear Challenge that we just had?
Sure, absolutely.
I think it's been going on 12 or 15 years.
Oh, my gosh, yes, it's been a while.
Have you done it?
I have not done it.
Okay, well,
I'm worried that
next year?
Something might stop if I do that. But I'm always supportive, and we always talk about it.
Yeah.
It's a great event.
It is a lot of fun. We caught a break. I actually slid this year.
Oh,
I did. I did.
Slide,
I got on the slide, and the money this year went to Young Life. And if you've listened to any other shows out there, you know that I promote Young Life as a really worthwhile organization here in town.
Now, Josh, what is that exactly?
Oh, Young. Okay, so Young Life is a Christian-based organization that goes in and they really try to reach kids in the schools that they go into schools and work, and the kids they're looking for are kids that maybe would never ever be exposed to church.
Oh, okay.
You know, because there's a lot of kids these days that didn't grow up in church, right?
Right.
And so they go in, they build relationships, and then we have club nights where those kids can come and just hang out with youth leaders and just be loved on, experience something new.
Play some games,
maybe hear a little word. And
hey, that's great.
It is great. And then they do a fantastic summer camp. Young Life has it's worldwide organization.
Well, they do that one here in the Hill Country.
The camps. The closest camp we have here is over in I believe in Burnett. In that general area. But the big summer camps are in Colorado, and the one we go to is in North Carolina called Camp Windy Gap.
Oh well, you can't beat that too. I mean, those are beautiful places.
Oh, it's gorgeous, first class. That camp was built from the ground up just for Young Life.
It is
the food's phenomenal. So these kids, they go out there and they don't touch their luggage, they don't touch their food trays. It's all done for them. They're very much catered to, and they're catered to by other students that have chosen to go out there for the summer and do nothing but love on these kids and wait on these kids. And so it really touches their lives. And so this money that was raised by the Polar Bear all went for Young Life for the camp scholarship money, and we raised about $40,000.
Wow.
I think it was, we're going to let Allison tell more about it, but I believe it was the largest fundraiser to date out there using the Polar Bear. So,
really?
Yeah, really fun.
Right.
Yeah, and Allison, she slid. We're going to get her input on. She may do it every year. I don't know, but she went down the slide. I saw that.
Really? I mean, that's brave to be going down that. I love doing stuff for charity. I just, me and cold water.
Well, that cold water, I tell you, they said it was 65 degrees, but I figured out they were lying. It was probably 53, and the fact it was warm outside, it was probably 70.
That's true. It was a little warmer this year.
Which was wonderful, but it made that water cold when you hit it, let me tell you. Once you got your breath and swam out, I was lucky. I didn't slide very far, so I wasn't far from the the get out point, you know. So
you don't jump in, jump out.
I got in and out, man. It was great. But and then once you were out, it was completely warm. So it was very nice. And
Probably exhilarating. It makes you feel kind of all awake.
Oh,
and alive.
Totally. Yeah, totally alive. Yeah. Hello. It was great, and you ought to do it sometime.
I may do it next
year. Your arm. Okay, everybody heard that. He's committed for next year.
Because I am. I'm committed to getting into better shape. I've already lost about 20 pounds. I'm
good for
fully
you.
Committed.
Yeah.
So it'll be a leaner me jumping into that cold water. I'll feel a little better about that.
So are you working with a coach or anything to lose this weight, or what are you doing?
No, I've just I've always been able to lose weight, you know, on my own. I do you know, lots of exercise. Just I police myself pretty much.
Yep.
Under a doctor's care, you know, kind of thing, where he's kind of laid out a helpful eating regimen.
Yeah, that's pretty key, isn't it?
So that part of it I'm getting a little help with, and that's tough. He told me that, and you gave me a great coffee cup. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're
that
welcome. So yeah, hero card. Yeah.
So do folks, can everybody get those, or is that special?
Oh, I don't know, Glenn. No, they're special, buddy. Come on. You think I gave you something that everybody could have? Well, no, sir.
I had a feeling it was really special. But what he was telling me was basically half a coffee cup of crushed up, which I love, tortilla chips. That used to be a prerequisite. I wouldn't go out to eat unless they had free chips and salsa.
Right. Yep.
You got to have that.
Yeah. I mean, so, you expect it. I know that.
So half a coffee cup, he's telling me, that's about 2,000 calories.
Goodness.
And those are, I dearly love my tortilla chips. I can give up most anything. And that was the toughest thing to give up. But, you know, he was right, because I started seeing the weight loss immediately.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So trying to be a better me into 2017, and hopefully we'll still be doing this show next year. And I've said it.
You're in.
I'm in.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get Allison to bring the entry form, and you just sign it while she's here.
All right.
How's that?
It.
Is that a deal?
Sure.
Well, goals. Okay. So goals for 2017. While we're talking about health, And if you're listening out there, this show is designed for us to promote the business partners that are partnering with us on the Hero Card. We want to give them some shout out and some little bit of advertising, so that when you buy your Hero Card, you know where to go and use it. And so, speaking of the goals for 2017, I'd written down some a category of health, and we've got a couple of great business partners there that might help you if you are looking to just change your fitness. Premier 7 Gym, who is one of our super duper hero partners. Chris and Jency Carson over there do a phenomenal job of helping you stretch and work out some of the body movements that may be inhibiting you as far as your exercising routine. They're just great people. They're over at 727 Hill Country Drive, over by Chinatown.
Oh,
and so, yep, great people. And then, of course, my dear friend Angela Major Weight Loss. Now, that pretty much sums up what she's going to help you do.
There you go.
But she's not a diet lady. She's, she wants you to look at your diet, but she works on little incremental changes, just like what your doctor said. Give up, you know, the chips.
Right.
And that's one little small thing. Drink more water, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Don't sit around quite as much. So she is amazing. She is she's a registered nurse, which is important,
Texas,
right?
Texas is many things.
Help you,
it's the land of...
she can explain things that are going on with your body and little things that you may not know. So I love Angela. Angela Major. You can just email her at angela@angelamajor.com. Everybody I'm telling you about is on Facebook as well. So you can find Premier 7 Gym on Facebook. And let's see. Oh, I was going to tell... here's, you know, I don't think people recognize that maybe you want to just improve your eyesight this year. Texas State Optical is on our program.
Great.
Yeah. So I don't wear glasses. I wear readers. But if you need glasses or just need to get a checkup.
Texas business.
Yeah, absolutely. Go see Dr. Pena here and in Fredericksburg. And I believe he also has a location in San Antonio. And then, Glenn, I don't know, do you ever go to the health food store?
Not as much as I should, to be honest.
Well, we have Kerrville Health Food here. They have the Carrot Patch Cafe in there.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, they don't take the Hero Card at the cafe, but their food is outstanding in there, so I'd recommend it anyway. But they do offer a discount with the Hero Card on anything you buy in the health food store. So that's four great business partners where you can use your card, and I've got several more to talk about throughout the show today. How are we doing, Uncle? We can't take a break because we don't have anything to play in between a break.
Well, actually,
are we getting there?
I'll take a little break here.
No, well,
or we can keep rolling.
We can keep rolling. I just seeing how what's your progress look like over there.
I think we're okay.
You think we're up and about over there?
I believe you. We can do a little test here and see, because you picked out some great music. We can get to start it out with this great stuff.
I'll roll one on a little Bruce Springsteen.
All right, take a little breather.
Yep, sounds good. Back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. Hope everybody stayed with us. We mainly wanted to make sure we were going to be able to have some music there. So,
A little test.
So thanks for listening to the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Are you a music fan, Glenn? I guess you are.
Absolutely.
Everybody in radio is into music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky that I finally, after years in radio, I've done mainly country, Americana, radio, that kind of music.
Okay.
I got into radio to be a rock and roll DJ,
all right,
like a lot of people, and I'm finally getting to do that next door with Rev FM 94.3.
Yeah, what's your shows that you do? You have a couple of them, I believe, right?
Well, I do my afternoon drive show that's got a lot of different things in it, and we play a good mix of hard rock, and we have a lot of fun with it. It's a good afternoon show on your way home, and I hope you'll listen between 3 and 7 on Monday through Friday.
What is hard rock to you? You said hard rock, right?
Well, hard rock to me would be anything going back to Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
Black Sabbath, UFO.
Okay.
A lot of people may not have heard of that band. Great band. On through to Van Halen, and it's a great mix. And one of the things we do next door at Rev FM, the Rock of Texas, is we play, you know, we do still play the Beatles. It's the biggest, widest mix of rock out there that you can find, and we're real proud of it. So if you haven't, I would recommend that people get off the satellite and tune in locally, because we got a lot of good local info, too.
That's awesome. Very, very good. So, yeah. I'll tune in.
All right. Well, thanks, man.
I like most music.
Yeah, me too.
I can kind of flow with about whatever, so that's good.
I think Willie Nelson said there's two kinds of music, good and bad.
There you go.
That's it.
That works. Well, all right, so Allison's going to be in here in just a minute, but I want to keep rattling off some of the I want to tell you about some new business partners that we have that you may not know about. Our latest addition to our this goes in our food lineup. Food is a wonderful thing to have participating, all of our food merchants. But are you a barbecue fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so Cranky Frank's Barbecue.
Yeah.
Over in Fredericksburg. I've been eating there since I got to the Hill Country. That is a pretty famous barbecue joint.
It is. They've got good stuff. I say, you know, my favorite barbecue is my own, but there's a couple places here in the Hill Country that that I do enjoy, and Cranky
and
Frank's
is one of them. Yeah,
absolutely.
They do. They have pretty consistent, they just make good barbecue over there.
Yes, sir.
So if you go to Cranky Frank's, show your Hero Card, and if you buy a sandwich or they call it a boatload. I think I have no idea what that is, but it's called the boatload. Uh-huh. And they have a stuffed potato, and they'll give you a free side with that, which is, you know, with the price of barbecue the way it is now, right?
Sure.
A free anything is great.
It's
so
a plus. Yeah.
They're great people over there. Cranky Frank's new addition. And then in the home and garden category, we have also in Fredericksburg, the Inside Story, which I don't know if you're familiar with them, Glenn, but that is it's a home improvement store, basically. They sell carpet, tile, flooring, area rugs, paint. And so about anything for your home. So maybe one of your goals is to fix your house up here in early 2017. Go see Buffy is the owner and her team, April and Cindy over there. They're fantastic. And now they have a special on Wednesdays.
Oh, what is that?
Well, so use your card on Wednesdays, and they'll give you 25% off on their area rugs.
Wow.
Which is pretty good because rugs can be expensive.
Oh, absolutely.
So you could save a couple hundred dollars easily on a rug.
And you can really dress up a place. You throw a couple of area rugs around. Yeah,
there you go. You can make your couch look good, right?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then they also discount paint on that day as well. So,
all right.
Glad to have them on board. They're superheroes and just great people over there. And that's thanks to Heather, who is our rep over in Fredericksburg. She's doing a fantastic job, as is Bobby Burris here in Kerrville. So a few more categories just to, again, not to bore you with all this, but I want to make sure that people, again, know how to use their card. Some of the vendors that we have, I'll just kind of name a few of them. We have Trademark HVAC. That's Alan Brown and his team because, okay, here we are, right? The weather's going from – if you're doing what I'm doing at my house, I'm turning on the AC – turning the system off and turning on the heat. Are you doing that?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, we're going with, 75 to 26 here in a couple of days?
Yeah,
is that what we've
it's
done?
Hard to sleep when you, you know, it's hot. You gotta do something.
Turn the AC on, then turn the heat on. And
no,
so that, you know, you might just have Alan and his team come and replace your thermostat switch, because if you're like me, you're just wearing that out. But great people, so have your units checked out with them. Or we actually replaced a unit last year, and they did a great job with that.
Awesome.
We've also got MG Building Materials. If you need materials to do a home improvement, we have those guys on here. One of our newest vendors is 4T Trading Post.
Oh, okay.
And so they're located right down on, they're at 810 Sydney Baker, but nobody knows where. Right next to Taco Casa.
Oh, okay. I know exactly where that is.
Taco Bell, excuse me. They've got all the metal artwork out there. Now you got it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they're great people down there. Stephanie and Chase are the owners, and Allison's in the house. Hello, Allison. How you doing? So they're great owners. They have great, really cool pieces for your home at really affordable prices, and she has a neat deal going. If you spend, I believe it's $50, you get $10 back in a gift certificate.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's like 20%.
Well, hey,
I'm an Aggie, but I can give you that math right there. So
very good.
Anyway, so that's a great place. So go see them. One more in the home and building category we have. Oh, and this is kind of interesting. Powell Vacuum and Allergy.
Yeah.
You have allergies, Glenn?
I do. Every year I have trouble with them. That's just part of living here.
It is. It's tough. Yeah, we got the cedar, and I don't know if they can help us with that. But if you have pets and animals in your house, that's an incredible store. That's right there at Five Points. Have you ever noticed that power vacuum?
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to give you a mic in a minute, Allison. Right, Allison's shaking her head. Everybody, for those of you, she does know that store. Garrett and his wife Laura in there, they're phenomenal. I was blown away when I went in there. You know, to me, there's one vacuum, but there must be 30 in there.
So right.
They'll get you fixed up no matter what size your job is. So go see them. Again, they honor the card. They'll give you 10% off. So, again, just want you to know how much value. One more quick story on that, and then we'll get Allison on the radio with us, and we'll lighten this thing up. We'll improve this show in about 2 minutes, so y'all just hang in there.
The room already brightened up when she walked in.
Yeah. I bet she didn't keep that hat on for long, though. This studio, y'all, I know we've in the summer, it's freezing cold in here, and in the winter, it's piping hot. And it's, so anyway, we're and Allison walked in with a bonnet on, toboggan.
That's a toboggan.
A beanie. Is that your hair sticking through
ball.
There?
No, it just happens to match very well.
It matches your hair. The little fluff ball on top looks just like her hair. It's pretty cute. All right, so real quick story. I had a buddy that he didn't even know I owned the business, and he had ordered a card online. So I saw his name come through, and I texted him and said, hey, man, I saw you got the card, and explained that I'd bought the hero card. And I'd ask him, again, this is pre-Christmas, you know, to give me some details on why he bought it. Never heard back. Then just this week, he responded. He said, hey, I bought the card because I'd gone to the website, which is, y'all, Hero Card Online is such a great resource because it's where we keep all the information about who our partners are. And he said, I was looking specifically for a garage door, and we have a partner that's on the, and anyway, they offer 10% off. He bought a $25 card, got a new garage door, and he told me he saved $120.
Wow.
Pretty good return for $25. Absolutely.
I'm telling you. And there's all kinds of savings. You go on there, and, I mean, you could save a lot of money.
Gibson's alone.
Yes.
That's for sure. So, all right, so let's give Allison a mic.
She's ready to
go.
Oh,
she's there.
Okay.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
We're doing great. Thank you. We were just waiting on you. We were so glad to have you come in here.
Well, thank y'all for having me.
I don't know if you're listening, but right first, the music, the computers went down, and so Glenn was singing, and I was trying to do the
It was like it was
monologue.
Orchestrated.
It was
that
so
way.
Beautiful.
It just, boom, it crashed right away.
Probably nobody's listening at this point. But anyway, we're glad you're here. We're going to take a break, and I asked you to come in just for the break so that we could have the whole back half to visit about you and Mo Ranch, and I really want to know about this trip that you just went on.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I do. I saw the pictures.
That Mexico stays in Mexico.
Okay, well, we don't have to get into all
That's
that.
That's a good rule. Yeah.
I just want to know where, because that was beautiful.
Cabo.
So, Cabo. Okay. Well, wow. No wonder you look so fresh. Doesn't she? She's all rested. And so, Allison, you are the director of marketing and communication,
right.
At Mo Ranch.
Uh-huh.
Been there about a year or two, has it been?
It was 2 years in December.
Time flies.
It does.
Wow. Wow. And you're loving it?
I love it out there. Yeah.
And you were a big part of Polar Bear, which I want to, I don't know if you saw, posted on Facebook the promo for the show. I had you going down the slide.
Oh,
that?
No.
You look great.
I didn't see it.
How did you smile the whole way, man? That was like, she just looked so pretty and smiling, and I don't know how
I
you
posed,
look when
I
you
saw
hit.
The cameraman.
I don't know what you look like when you hit the water, but I was like,
totally different.
Wow. So anyway, we're glad you're here. We're going to take a quick break, do some news and weather, and then we'll come back with the Hero Card Hour. Y'all stay tuned.
At night we ride the mansions of glory and suicide machines.
Welcome back to the Hero Card Hour. Appreciate you tuning in Friday afternoon. And again, I'm joined in the studio with not only producer Glenn Taylor, but with Allison Boucher.
Hello.
I said it right.
You said it right.
And you told me that was from The Waterboy.
Yes.
Right? One of your
the
favorite
easy way.
Movies.
Yep.
Bobby Boucher. I'm sorry. Poor Allison.
No, it's fine.
You said people.
That's my answer when people don't know what to say about my name.
Bobby great. Boucher. Well, so Allison, let's talk. Well, we're talking about music. You like music, I hear.
I do.
All types.
All types.
Okay, so when I got this show to, again, purpose was to promote Hero Card business and partners, but an hour of that would be pretty boring, obviously. And so somebody said, if you don't know what to do, just get music. So you can always fall back on music.
Sure.
So it's kind of been fun for me. I just pick random people and throw them in here. And
that is a radio rule.
It's my kind of station.
Play a song.
So that's why we got to have the computers running, Glenn. We got to be able to play our music if we
do. I think I've learned my lesson. Now we've got Mr. Backup here that I'll utilize
next time. It's all good. Yeah. So, all right. So you like all music. Tell us a little bit about you. Did you grow up here in Kerrville?
I grew up in a very small town nearby, Harper.
Harper? Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Good.
So I'm very much a local.
That's great.
I went to Shriner.
Very good.
So, again, local.
Local girl. So you have
And now I live here in Kerrville.
Deep roots here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And you've been with Mo a couple of years.
Yes.
And you were with the Chamber. That's where we first met.
Yes.
That's good. But you're having a blast out at Mo Ranch.
Yeah. They both were a blast, for sure.
Good.
But, yeah, I really enjoy Mo, too.
Good. Well, so the Polar Bear Challenge, this was year
24th annual.
Oh, 24.
Yeah.
Okay.
So next year is a big 2-5.
All right. And how many years have you slid?
This was my third year.
Okay.
So actually, the first time I went to Mo Ranch was actually for the Polar Bear Challenge before I even worked there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
And slid. So.
So 3 consecutive years.
I skipped a few.
Oh, I'm not sure if I skip if I'll ever come back.
Oh, we'll get you back.
Well, if you just watch the weather forecast, right? You could always go out on that day. You
I didn't decide to slide until I saw the weather that week.
Well, like if it was today, I would not slide.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have because I was committed. But if I was choosing at 26 degrees and then get in the 50 degree water and come back out.
That's a whole
The first
other
year
thing.
I slid, it was a day like today. And I had no idea what I was getting into.
So you got
it's for a good cause. You live. I survived.
You did. And you're tougher for
yes.
it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I feel like I have better bragging rights.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I tell the story, it's going to be, you know, it wasn't 75.
No.
No, it was 32 and snowing.
Water wasn't 66. It was 26.
There's no way that water was 66. I'm pretty sure y'all were feeling
it. It felt colder than that.
It did. I was shocked.
Yeah, it still took my breath away because I was not expecting it to be as cold at all, really, when I hit it.
No, it was.
No, those springs are nice and cool. They feed that thing.
I guess.
Yeah.
It was cold. It might have been 66 down in the shallow parts.
Yeah. We're gonna say.
No way.
It was 45.
Yeah. There you go. Absolutely. So we raised a lot of money.
We did.
And then all went to Young Life.
It all, every dime.
That's exciting.
I think that they're thinking it's close to 40,000. They still have some online donations still to come in.
Yeah.
But it's over 38 right now.
That's just
huge. Yeah.
Fantastic. Great organization. Great blessing for them.
Oh,
Do y'all pick the benefactor?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah. So historically, the polar bear actually started as just a way to give people, our guests, something to do.
Okay.
And people in the Hill Country. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not quite sure what year they started having a beneficiary. It was probably 15 years ago, I'm thinking.
Okay.
And so now it's actually like a really formal process. We do press releases. We have a ton of nonprofits that apply for.
People want
the chance to be the beneficiary of it.
That's great.
And then we'll have a committee that'll just look through and see, you know.
They go to the website and can submit their application?
We actually do have the applications out there. We normally do a press release, and that's where we get, you know, a big interest.
Oh,
but we've had a big stir this year because of how much money Young Life raised.
Yeah.
They just blew it out of the water.
We're
having a lot more interest. So I actually do have the application already out there
on
our website.
All
yeah.
Right.
Well, Josh Smithson, one of our dear friends.
Rock star. That's what I call him.
Game show Gary.
Yes.
If y'all don't know the story on that, which there's no way you would unless you happen to have a kid at Tybee High School or Peterson High School, but they do pep rallies over there.
Uh-huh.
And Josh leads them, and he has all these alter egos, right?
Yeah.
And Game Show Gary.
I've come to know who they are now.
You're starting to.
Yes.
And it's comical. Again, if you get on the Mo Ranch Facebook, you can probably see his picture on there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in full garb, and he plays it off well, and he also has Selfie Steve.
Yep.
So he's a great guy and does a great job with the organization and with the kids. So
yeah, he does.
That's awesome. Very good. And let's go back to Cabo. Let's get
out
of that water. Let's talk about Cabo. Yeah. So had you been there before?
No.
All right. So it looked like there were the pictures I saw that you'd posted. Was that a family trip?
Yes, it was.
Okay. That's great. How many people went?
There was six of us and my cute little new nephew.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He is 6 months now.
Okay.
Put me on the spot here.
Well,
I had to think. He just turned 6 months.
I don't know. Never say he's 16. I
know.
Whatever. It's right. Is anybody doing any fact checking out there? I don't know. Maybe so.
My sister-in-law would kick me if I get it wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Do they live here?
Yes.
Okay. How fun.
Yeah.
And you were gone for a week? Did you get a week?
5 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Water was warm?
It was beautiful, warm.
Oh.
Hard to come back. I thought about just staying and braiding hair on the beach for a living.
Wow.
I considered it.
Not a bad idea.
Well, now, I've heard Sammy Hagar, the rocker, has a club down there.
Does he?
Yeah, I was
wondering. You see how she's like, does he?
Well, that's,
she knows all
now
about
it, Now I have
it,
to
right?
go back.
Yeah, and he even, I think he calls his band the Cabo Wabaritas or something. Those crazy rock stars. But I understand it's just beautiful.
It was
Cabo,
gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah, the pictures. I didn't know that's where it's from. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
We got to go. Did you stay in like an all-inclusive resort?
We did, yeah.
One you recommend?
Yes, absolutely. The Rio Palace.
Rio Palace?
R-I-U.
Okay, very
yeah.
good. So these radio shows are taped. I get a recording. I put it on our website. So see, I'll go back
evidence?
And listen. No, I'll just go back and listen
okay.
when I'm ready to go to Cabo. I'll go back and listen to your show. And I'm like,
yeah.
oh, that place. I'm going there. So
yeah, there's this iconic, I think they call it the Crest, this
okay.
big stone area.
The stone.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I actually didn't realize that was in Cabo until we got there and I saw it. And we were driving through waiting to get to the resort.
Uh-huh.
And our resort was actually right in front of that. And so all my pictures just have that iconic picture
yeah.
background
from
Cabo.
Out of the
yeah.
water in the background. Yeah. I didn't know that's what I was. I thought it was somewhere really, really exotic. Not that Cabo's not.
Yeah.
That is neat. Is there a story that goes with those? I mean, is there any kind of lore?
I'm sure there probably is. I have to look it up.
Come on, Alice. Let's make some other pirates. I mean, the
I know
pirates
there's
used
a,
to...
there's a little private beach there called Lover's Beach that is by it. And they take little tours out there, too, and drop you off there if you want to go.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's awesome. Good for you. Well, I hope you'll go back and post some more pictures.
I will.
So what else goes on at Mo Ranch besides the polar bear? That's just a very small piece of that, that camp, right? So and it's a massive camp. It's got a great history.
Yeah.
Wonderful asset for the hill country. Just
gorgeous.
It is. So, but I think a lot of people don't go out there.
No.
Right?
Yeah. That's kind of part of the polar bear challenge is a lot of locals. We have a lot of people from out of town that go out there, but not a whole lot of locals.
Okay.
So that's just a way to draw awareness to the area.
So I'm a local.
Yes.
All right, and I've never been. Get me there. Tell me.
Come on.
All right, okay, so why do I want to come? Come on.
We have 500 acres right. along the beautiful Guadalupe River.
Yes, you do.
All right. We have all types of lodging out there. We have hotel rooms. We have campgrounds. We have cabins. We have houses you can rent. We have, I mean, every type of lodging you could think of for any price range.
You've got the big group lodging. I've stayed in that. We did something with the football team out there, dads and players, and that was But nice bunks. I mean, that was a nice set.
Yeah.
Everything's pretty nice.
And so I knew of it as kind of, you know, a conference center and a campground, right. but I kind of thought you had to be with a group to come out there. And that is, I had no idea. There were just little hotel rooms right there by the Polar Bear Challenge. So there was something called the Casitas.
Yeah.
These really cute little apartments you can rent. Nice. I mean, you can just go out there as a family on your own anytime.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It really, I was on the website looking at some of the lodging, and they have some really upscale.
We do, yeah.
Lodge rooms. I mean,
we have we call them historical mansions. That are, I mean, they sleep 25 people.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're nice.
Do you know the history of the camp? Like what year? What year?
Yes.
Not to put you on the spot, but
no, it was purchased by the Presbyterian Church in 1949.
Okay.
So it's been that kind of facility since 1949. Before that, it was actually owned privately by a man named Dan Moran. He was just this wealthy oil guy, president of Conoco.
Really?
Yeah. And he passed away pretty suddenly, and his wife had a friend that was really connected to the Presbyterian Church, and the Presbyterians were looking for a new conference center. They had it was called Westminster Encampment here in Kerrville, and they settled on Mo Ranch.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it's actually a ministry. Kind of the reason why we exist. We have a summer camp that, of course, is Christian based. And we also do our own programs ourselves out there, too. So we do retreats, you know, Christian youth retreats. We do a women's conference every year. We do prayer retreats. We do retreats for people who have lost their children, grief retreats, things like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you stay pretty busy.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we're open year-round, and there's something going on every month out there.
And is there still room to add things?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So it's just it's plenty busy, but it could be even busier.
Yeah, we've added, like we're taking our summer camp to Camp in the Valley this year.
Okay.
So that's a new part of camp that we're doing. We're adding a new conference out there. It's called Momance.
Momance.
And it's not something newly made up. It's literally something that's been out there forever. If you met at Mo Ranch or fell in love at Mo Ranch, it's called a Momance. And I didn't make this up. Other people did.
Okay.
It's just a phrase that's been coined, and so we're actually doing a retreat for those people
that's
out there.
Idea.
Yeah.
That is interesting. You know, as a guy who has done radio off and on here in Kerrville and really was born here, I've never heard that.
You're learning something.
I am learning something.
That is what the Hero Card Hour is about
there
right there. It's not just about learning all these business partnerships. It's about learning new facts.
Sure.
Momance.
Yes.
I'm not doing that one. Sorry. Not going to work. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So, as an employee out there, do you get to, like, have you done the ropes course?
I have. The chamber actually does their leadership retreat out there.
Oh, my gosh.
So, that was my second time coming to Mo Ranch, was actually for a leadership retreat.
So cool.
And they do that for team building out there.
Did
yeah.
you do the little, what do they call it, the pamper pole, where you climb up the top and jump to the trapeze or whatever?
Yes. They call that the Mo pole.
The Mo pole.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Call it Mo something, right?
Yep. Yep. We like to use that Mo word there.
That's right. Just label it. That's branded in. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, a family can come out. I think you have days that you could just pay for your family for the day?
Yes. Yeah, we have a day pass, actually,
okay.
where people can just come out and use the river.
Okay.
They can use our canoes for free.
Wow.
Just hang out at the waterfront. We've got a dining hall, too, they can go in and eat at.
Food's good.
Yeah, food is good.
It is
yes.
good. Yeah, I've had several meals just down by the river.
Yeah.
Always delicious.
We do a Thanksgiving and Easter buffet that I will tell you, though, just is out of this world. It's
okay.
amazing.
Hey, Mom, you listening to that?
Thanksgiving weekend, we sell out.
Not at Christmas.
No, we've never really had guests on the ranch for Christmas, but this year we had enough where we're talking maybe eventually adding that. Yeah.
Wow. That's good. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about doing some Thanksgiving or Christmas out. We don't do it. This year, I don't know if you saw, but we lost our oven, our stove in our oven, Christmas Eve Eve.
Oh, no.
And so the turkey and all those things we were going to do, we just blew all that off, and we had a crock pot, and so Brandy was sweet enough. She made us tortilla soup.
And it was delicious.
Yeah, it was delicious, and it was stress-free. So yeah. So I like this stress-free idea. So I think even if we don't do tortilla soup, maybe we'll come out to Mo Ranch.
Come out to Mo Ranch.
Let somebody else cook it and clean it. And
yeah, and being outdoors and by the river is good for
it. It is. You're right. It's a beautiful place.
That's one of our biggest weekends. We sell out that weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Need to try it. Did you get out there?
Did
you do it? You did it.
Uh-huh.
It's good. So one of the things I want people to know, is there anything, any resources, or is there anything that people can do to help Mo Ranch? Is there anything do you need volunteers for anything out there, or is it?
If you are looking for a way to plug in anywhere, there are things to do. I mean, you can come out there and be a volunteer. We hire for summer staff. So, I mean, anybody locally or that has grandkids around, I mean, that's a great place to come out and work for the summer.
Okay.
And there's just a million things to do out there, too.
That's good. Okay. Well, people, you know, we're in a very giving community. Right, and people love to invest back in, and so I think it's fun to let people know, hey, I didn't know I could volunteer at Mo Ranch.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous. It's a gorgeous drive, and I'm glad you don't have to go back to work today.
I don't mind the drive.
No, it's a beautiful drive.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it's a gorgeous drive, great place to work, great staff, everybody's very friendly.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's because of you.
Well, I won't take all the credit, but.
Well,
your personality permeates.
It does.
We noticed that when you walked in here.
Yep, absolutely. The show got better when Allison got in the room.
Absolutely.
Was there anything else you want to tell us about Mo Ranch? Did we get it covered pretty good?
I think we covered it pretty good.
But
if you have any questions.
Well, so website is a great place to go look for information.
Yeah, we have everything out on our website out there.
Okay.
MoRanch.org.
.org, okay. Mm-hmm. And if somebody wanted to contact you for marketing-ish things, they wanted to book a group, is that something that they would talk to you about?
We actually have a director of sales and a whole separate sales department that books the groups.
Okay. And they can find that on the website as well. Very good.
Do y'all ever have people come from outside of the United States, or is it mostly just...
We do, actually.
Really?
But the majority of our business space, as far as groups that come out, it's pretty much Texas. We get some from Louisiana and Arkansas. I'd say those are our next two biggest states.
Really?
Yeah. But it's pretty much United States. We had a young boy in our camp this year. It was from China. And we had a summer staffer that was his sister. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Well.
And we'll have international summer staff, too.
Wow.
So I would think with the Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
Thank you.
Don't you get that wrong.
Don't mess that up, Lou. I just tested you. Make sure you knew. Yeah. With the ties that the Presbyterian church groups would come and use the facilities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So very, very good.
Yeah.
Big plans for the weekend, Allison?
I'm laying low.
You and me both, Alan. I'm going to put on a big pot of chili or something and get ready for some football.
Football.
That's it.
We were talking about how hard it is to take all these days off.
Yeah.
And try to then gin back up for work.
Get back into
the
work routine. Yes.
4 days was plenty this week, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen to that.
I worked Sunday.
Oh, you do?
Do what?
You work Sunday? Oh, you did work Sunday.
Yeah, for Polar Bear Challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's not normal.
No.
Yeah. You
know,
just work the weekdays.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you a football fan?
Not much.
Okay.
I know.
It's all right.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, this is for guys and ladies, too, who like football. This is coming to the very end. Of course, college has pretty much wrapped up, and now we've got, on up to the Super Bowl, and then it goes away for a while and go through some of those withdrawals. but no, that's because it's going to be so chilly this weekend.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you're going to make chili, it's going to be chilly, and you're going to watch football.
That's it.
Works for me. So what will you do this weekend? Just chill out.
I'll just eat the chili.
Okay, sounds good.
Eat the chili.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Taking time out. Well, you're sure welcome. Come back sometime.
Absolutely.
We'll get an update on Mo Ranch and the other things that you're doing.
Other vacations.
Yeah. Go somewhere else and we'll bring you in and we'll talk about it.
Go to Napa in March.
Where's that?
I'm going to Napa Valley in March.
Oh, I like your lifestyle. Yeah. Good girl.
I'm okay. running a full marathon, though, so I don't know.
Oh, my
God. I know.
Wow.
Well,
Oh, to be young again.
Yeah.
Oh, to be young again.
So we'll have you in April, and you can tell us
and
about that.
And I can
that.
Recap yep. about the pain and misery.
No,
and
we'll talk about the wine and
okay.
all that stuff.
Talk about the good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Allison Boucher.
Yes.
With Mo Ranch. And again, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank y'all for having me.
Very nice to see you.
Good take to see you,
quick,
too.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Hero Card Hour. All right, welcome back. We got just a few more minutes left here. The Hero Card Hour, KERV 1230 AM radio. I'm glad that you tuned in, and really fun to have Allison on the show. She's a live wire, a lot of fun. So.
Very charming.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh. Is. Yeah, she's tremendous. So I want to wrap up the show, Glenn. I just want to talk about a few more of our business partners so that people that have a card or might want a card. Again, you can get your card online. If you just go to the website and buy your card there. That's probably the simplest way.
Well, plus you get an idea of all that the Hero Card can do.
That's
for
true.
You.
And you can look at the different business partners there and
sure.
see what you want to do. Again, $25. You can go buy the YMCA. They have them there. You can go buy Gibson's. You
okay.
can buy one there. The Kerrville Health Food Store sells them as well. So there's some locations to get one. So here's some places you can use it this weekend, Glenn.
All right.
To go with your chili.
Yeah.
Bellacera restaurant, Italian restaurant.
Love
takes
it.
The card. I think I talked about Mr. Gaddy's Pizza. Maybe I didn't. But
Fredericksburg.
Sure. Go in there and use your card there. Speaking of pizza, Papa John's here locally. If you like burgers, Burger King.
Love burgers.
10% discount at Burger King, which is awesome.
Well, you recoup that $25 just like that.
Yeah.
I mean, what a deal.
Yeah, you think we should raise the price?
Maybe next year.
You know, it's pretty much a no-brainer to have one of these.
Sure.
Chili's, Dickie's Chili's Restaurant, Bar and Grill, right? Dickie's Barbecue, McDonald's is on the card, Papa Murphy's Pizza, Bum Doodler's Lunch Company is on the card, Chicken Express. If you need your computer repaired, HCTC over in the mall will repair your computer and give you a discount.
Maybe we ought to take this one down there when
yeah,
we get off the air.
Yeah, we're going to yank it and take it take it down. Have you ever eaten at Alamo Springs Cafe?
You know what? I have not.
Okay, well, that's out by the Bat Caves, out on whatever that road is.
I've heard great things
oh, it's
about
incredible.
It out there. Their hamburgers are supposedly awesome. Do they still do the steak nights, too?
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I've heard so much, you know, and I need to get out there.
You ought to go. It's maybe not on a 25-degree weekend, but when it gets a little warm, they have a nice deck out there.
Springtime, yeah.
Yeah, they take the card. Clear River Ice Cream and Bakery over in Fredericksburg takes the card, so... Again, just multiple ways to use your card. Keys Brittle, again, our good friend Carrie Barnett that makes just – you like peanut brittle?
Oh, my goodness. Try to keep me away.
Okay, so she's – this stuff's incredible. It does not – it truly doesn't stick to your teeth. And
really?
She makes different flavors. So this would be a great Super Bowl snack.
Okay.
Because she'll make jalapeno pecan.
Oh, man.
Which is incredible. She has mocha chocolate. You know, you could make multiple samples of that and put it all together in a bowl, and you'd be the hit of the party, buddy.
I'm telling
Bring
you,
Bring that
man.
To your party.
Maybe
Keys.
A little malted beverage with that.
Yeah, hey, I don't know.
Whatever floats your boat. Yeah.
It's up to you, absolutely. So, Carrie's, you can find her on Facebook, Keys, K-E-E-S, Peanut Brittle.
All right.
And then a more serious thing that you might be in need of some type of it's funny. How about dental insurance? Right after the brittle.
Well, possibly.
Our good friend Todd Peter over at Benefit Solutions can help you with that, and that's Benefit Solutions. He also handles health care insurance, and he's really cool. He donates money back to charities. He can't take He can't discount his product because of regulations and compliance, but he just takes $25 of every piece of business and he puts it to your charity of your choice.
Well, that's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? He's a great guy. So,
yeah.
So lots of places. Again, I want to encourage you to get out there, use your card, show your card. If there's the other thing you can do on our website real quick, if you find a business that's not taking it and you want them to, send me a message.
How do they do that?
Just there's a contact there, and it'll just you just write in there, and it'll come right to me.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake. There all you right. go. All right. So I think we're running out of time, Glenn.
We're coming up on news time.
All right. So listen again. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Hero Card Hour. It's every Friday 2 to 3. Have a blessed weekend.